All right, welcome to Athletes of FHN, where I interview athletes of a variety of sports, and this is the second edition. Last interviewed Ryan Murdoch on the basketball team. Today, we're going to be interviewing sophomore Joseph Borgschulte about baseball. So when did you start playing, Joseph?
Baseball, I probably started when I was like 6 or 7, just playing t-ball. You know, wearing glasses back then, which was kind of rough.
Rock the shades, you know.
Yeah, what can I say?
Chicks dig it.
Sure.
So when did you obviously, you know, everyone kind of starts at t-ball. So like when do you transition from t-ball into like baseball?
So we go from t-ball into coach pitch, and then we have the machine pitch, and then we go into like actual like players on the team pitching. Mm-hmm. I think that transition occurs right around like age 11 or 12. And that's always rough because like nobody can throw at that age. So it's a struggle and the games are super long, but like it's necessary in order to make that transition and from going just from like, you know, right down the middle to having things change up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I used to be a t-ball star back in the day.
I believe it. I can tell.
Before I quit, you know. I used to send him 550 dead center.
550? Damn. Yeah,
up the pipe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They called me Young Barry Bonds.
Young Barry Bonds.
And I didn't need the steroids, you know.
Yeah. Understandable.
Who got you into baseball?
I don't really remember. I mean, my dad, he just like kind of supported like anything I wanted to do at that age. But I think it was like me that chose baseball to get into it because I just loved watching it like growing up and stuff. So it's kind of what I went with. And I played other sports when I was little too, but baseball is just kind of what's like I like the most. And that's what I've stuck with for the longest.
Mm-hmm. What other sports did you play when you were little?
Well, I you know, like to consider myself a jack of all trades.
Of course.
So I played a little bit of soccer, some football, you know, back in flag football, junior nights days, middle school, mm-hmm. kind of a stud. But soccer, football, basketball, a little bit of basketball. And that was pretty much it, you know, the main four.
Yeah. Well, you know, just a four sport athlete. I mean, only four.
Well, I mean, there's others, you know, I mean, I play tennis, you know, there's volleyball. I mean, you name it, I do it. Hockey, can't really skate, but if you put me on an ice rink, I'd probably shake some stuff up.
Yeah. Badminton? How's your badminton?
Oh, my badminton's nuts. Actually, we just finished a badminton tournament in gym class.
Really?
It was a solos tournament. I don't want to brag, but your boy took home the dub.
Wow. That is.
What can I say? I know.
I thought I would get you with the badminton.
No. I mean, I just ask. There's another sophomore you might know, or Bree Wortman. Just ask her how that went, because not good.
You know?
Yeah.
I have to.
Smoked. Not pretty.
It's rough.
Yeah.
So what are some of the more fun positions to play in baseball?
Well, you got your middle infield. Those are always, you know, like popular because they're just the places where the ball gets hit to. And then you got pitcher who's involved in every play because he's on the bump and he's kind of, you know, basically the quarterback of baseball. And then you got your catcher, who's vitally important. They get a lot of action back there, too. And you know, they kind of demand the game. Center field is another big one, just because pretty much any position right up the middle, those are going to be your hot spots because everybody likes to take the ball back up the middle when you're at bat. And so like middle infield and then center field, and they basically have command over the entire field, and they get to – if they think they can make a play, if they think they can get to it, if they call it, it's theirs no matter what. So
it's like a free safety.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then what position do you play?
I play shortstop and pitcher. I've been pitching pretty much since, you know, I mean, I could. I used to stand behind the coach when it was coach pitch, you know, just – I've been doing it for a long time. And then shortstop has always been my secondary, not secondary necessarily, but when I'm not pitching, I'm playing shortstop. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Gotta ice the arm sometimes.
Oh, buddy. Arm is iced.
After no hitter?
After no hitter, after, you know, anything. I've, you know, you pitch enough games, things start to come unwound.
Yeah, that's doesn't sound very good, but you know.
No. Ask Andrew. Yeah, ask Andrew Neverton about that one. He's had some shoulder problems
recently. I'll write that down on my list. Ask Bree about getting smoked in badminton. Ask Andrew about your arm unraveling.
Yeah, about his shoulder just kind of coming unwound there.
So kind of a new thing that I've been trying to learn about, like the bat sizes. Bat, like all that stuff. Could you kind of like explain that to me?
Well, so there's numerous different kinds of bats. Obviously, the pros, they swing wood bats. And those are, once you get to an age, they're all drop three. Like once you hit high school, drop three, which is basically just a weight kind of class. Mm-hmm. And then you have your average length is about 32 inch to 33 inches long. And then your average weight would be 29 ounces to 30 ounces once you stand in those 32 to 33 inch. And then you've got composite bats, you've got aluminum alloy, you've got your one piece, you've got your two piece, and bats come in all shapes and sizes. They come in all price ranges. I've got a $350 bat sitting in my garage. Mm-hmm. So,
no need to flex like that.
I just had to bring it out.
Yeah. I mean, well, how's the swing game? I mean, are you more of a power guy? Are you more of a hit it and just run guy?
Well, I've been known to drive the ball, you know. I mean, I get up there and I'm just, I wouldn't say slapper, but I put the ball in play, you know, and I just kind of see what happens. I've gone deep a few times, yard is if you want to say, you know, just putting the ball off the fence, one hops, no hops, over the fence, you name it, I've done it.
That's nice. Have you ever hit someone off a off a swing?
Yeah.
I've hit people with like a lacrosse shot, and you kind of feel bad, but it's kind of funny at the same time.
Well, so the pitcher is definitely in the danger zone as far as getting hit, and then there's the catcher who takes a lot of foul balls. Mm-hmm. Actually, here's another guy you can ask, Ryan Wilson. He just took the foul ball to the crotch a few days ago, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not pretty. Okay. Cause those are the dangers of playing ball. And, you know, those are the risks we got to accept. I was on the bump, the mound pitching in a tournament a few years ago. And, I'm pretty sure I broke a kid's ankle. So he was out for the tournament, but we won. So, I mean,
yeah,
I think the wins are the losses, I guess.
I broke a goalie's kneecap in eighth grade. Lou Fuse's goalie. Took a little crease crank, you know, point blank, just
sure.
It was kneecap. They had to carry him off the field. It was...
Oh, yeah. Those crease cranks, they'll get you, you know, every time.
Cripple, hey.
Hey.
So, obviously, we talked about that tournament you went on. So, you play like a summer travel baseball, which is what a lot of kids do.
Yeah, so summer baseball is pretty demanding. We play anywhere from 50 league games a year, depending on how many leagues you're in, and then tournaments on the weekends and practice in between. And, you know, I've been playing league summer ball for a lot of years, pretty much since I started playing ball. And then there's fall ball as well, which is probably around 20 to 30 games plus tournaments and practice and stuff. And then we have off-season practice and workouts and stuff like that. So, and then, you know, obviously your club teams, which go for any sport, those are what you're with year round or whatever, working until high school ball hits. But, you know, it's just, so that's pretty much what you're looking at as far as club.
And then, like, what are some pros and cons of each, like, season of baseball you have between fall and spring?
Well, living in Missouri, spring brings a lot of rain. So you see a lot of rainouts. So your season that's supposed to end, you know, mid-June to July gets pushed into August, and then your fall ball gets pushed back and stuff like that. Missouri is very bipolar weather-wise, so that's always a big factor as far as when you're playing. And then once you get into fall, late fall, playing baseball in 50 to 60 degree weather is no fun, especially with the wind that we get here. Those are, you know, some of the conditions that you kind of just got to play through, and you got to keep warm, and, you know, you got to accept it.
That's when those long pants come in handy.
Yeah. Well, you know, the summer, the long pants hurt pretty bad, but, you know, during the winter, yeah, you'll be big with those long pants.
I always thought it would be great to make baseball players wear short shorts.
I think that would be a problem with a lot of aspects of the game. But, you know, I mean, we've got high socks, which are kind of like that. But
the entertainment aspect of short shorts, I think, that would sell some tickets. I would go to the game to go watch team, you know, sliding home in short shorts.
Yeah. I mean,
thighs out.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be able to see the thighs reflecting the sun for miles, because you get pretty pale with all the pants wearing. But yeah, I mean, you know, I guess you could look at it that way. Could be interesting.
Yeah. What are some of the places that you've been for like baseball travel season?
Kansas City. We've been to Nashville, Florida. You know, pretty much anywhere with warm weather, Illinois for tournaments, and especially depending on the team you play for, the club team, and, you know, how serious they are, you'll go, you know, across the country playing baseball. So
is there any one of those that stick out to be like your favorite?
I enjoy showcases down in Florida and stuff like that, where you just pretty much get to show up and you show college coaches and anybody else that's looking for a player what you can do. And it's exciting because it's kind of stressful, but it's also kind of relaxing because you get to go out, you get to pretty much vacation with all your friends on your team, and enjoy yourself playing the sport that you love. So
sounds fun.
Yeah.
What number do you kind of usually wear?
I've been wearing number 7 since I can remember, right around that 7 or 8 age. But with, you know, baseball, high school ball, having limited numbers and being a sophomore on varsity, pretty much getting the last pick, you know, options are limited. But I'm pretty happy with my number. I got 27 this year. Kind of pretty solid in my opinion. But, you know, I mean, 7 is just kind of what I've rocked with since the beginning.
Yeah. Is there like a specific reason or a story behind the number 7?
Not really. Like, so I don't know why, but it was when I was young. I've got more family members that live in Missouri than 7 of them. But when I was young, I counted all of them up. And to me, it was like there were 7 of them. So I thought I was just like 7, you know, because there's like 7 family members in Missouri. I don't know. I think that's why. It's hard to tell. I mean, what can I say?
Well, that's all I have for you, Joseph. Thank you
for the
podcast.
Yeah, buddy.
Have a nice night.